Every day is full of stress-inducing activities.
Whether it's school or work, our lives are always affected by stress.
As much as we try and ignore the stress, we just have to face it head on.
We can't ignore our personal health to finish work or a project. We need to care for ourselves and realize that work doesn't revolve around everything.
The way we can deal with stress and subside the anxiety is by practicing self-care.
Today in our podcast, we will be talking about self-care.
The podcast will include the following: the impact of self-care, how to practice self-care, and our own personal ways that we practice self-care in our day-to-day life.
In our research question, we asked, what is the impact of self-care on teens?
To us, we want to hear from our peers to find out how they practice self-care. This can show the different perspectives of how people practice self-care and how it has an impact on their lives.
The practice of taking an active role in protecting one's own well-being and happiness, in particular during periods of stress, self-care is something that anyone can practice in their daily life.
To us, self-care means to take time out of your day to appreciate yourself and to take time to see the state, mentally and physically, that you're in.
We can't work day in and day out for one project. Many times, people will put aside food or sleep to work on a project. This has a big impact on one's health.
Personal health is essential to keep people in a good mental state. Without self-care, we would end up neglecting ourselves and gain little from whatever project we're working on.
In the podcast, we will talk about what self-care is exactly and what it means.
We will also talk about why self-care is important and how it can affect you in the long run.
Furthermore, we will also have peer interviews and a guest speaker to touch on self-care and what it means to them.
Lastly, we will also share our own opinions and how we practice self-care during the podcast process and in our daily lives.
Our podcast is not only just about self-care and why it's important. It's about you, the listener, and how you can practice self-care and benefit from it.
As much as we hear about self-care, most people never incorporate it in their day-to-day life. Also, schools never really teach students how important self-care is. We may think that we know enough about self-care or what's the big deal about it. Well, self-care is very important for your life. By leaving those stressful activities, you release endorphins in your brain, causing you to feel happier and relieve the stress. Okay, so you still might be wondering why it's important, and we'll tell you the impact of self-care.
Like Elodie said before me, self-care can release endorphins into your brain, relieving the initial stress you're feeling. According to Raphaelia Michael, although it is a simple concept in theory, it's something we very often overlook. Good self-care is key to improve mood and reduce anxiety. In other words, Raphaelia is saying that self-care is often something that many people overlook and don't take into account. Self-care can impact you because we all suffer from anxiety at points in time, and self-care has a big impact on anxiety and stress. Also, Raphaelia states, it's not only about considering our needs, it's rather about knowing what we need to do in order to take care of ourselves, being subsequently able to take care of others as well. By addressing self-care and what it is not, we can get a full in-depth understanding of self-care, realizing that to take care of people we love, we first need to take care of ourselves.
Now that we have touched on the impact of self-care, now we should talk about its importance and the ways you can incorporate self-care into your daily routine. Self-care is very important to relieve stress. Stress can have long-term effects on your body, such as heart problems and mood changes, to name a few. By addressing this issue, self-care has a significant impact on stress and can help reduce the effects of long-term stress. By relieving that stress, you can take time to do things you can enjoy, like reading, sports, hanging out with friends, or playing video games. You should take time out of your busy life to enjoy yourself and the world around you. Personal care is something we all need to do and can benefit from.
Self-care is important because it can help improve your mood and can help you focus on work by just adding some personal attention to your routine. Elizabeth Scott addresses the importance by stating, "A simple but often overlooked form of self-care is having self-pampering experience on a regular basis in your own home." Scott is trying to say that taking time out of your day can be beneficial. In other words, self-care is important because you don't need anything fancy to practice self-care. As long as you have things that you enjoy, you can practice self-care anyway. Furthermore, to Chichi, Davis gives a list of ways to practice self-care. She states, "Learn how to use these strategies and implement them in your regular routine so you can boost your well-being and not only today, but forever." Also, she gives some examples of self-care. Some of them are go outside, make sleep a part of your self-care routine, exercise, and have a pet comfort you, as a few examples. This gives people the basics of self-care and an easy way people can add practices to their routine. Getting enough sleep is also a very important step for proper self-care. Not getting enough sleep can harm you emotionally and physically. A self-care trip, like a weekend getaway, can help you relax, disconnect, and rejuvenate.
To further address our point about self-care, we interviewed Leo, an intern at the health center, about his self-care and his personal opinion.
In the interview, we asked him about how self-care helps students, what he likes to practice, and how school can aid in self-care for students. Do you think that self-care helps people?
Oh, definitely. The only reason why I think it doesn't help people is people don't do it. They don't do enough. They say they will, but they don't. Or they're like, it's okay. It's just one of those things I could put in the back.
Do you think there's like any way that like schools can like help teach like students about self-care?
I think maybe by... And this might be like a really outlandish example, but I know people who like, you know, went to Stanford, and Stanford during final season would actually have masseuses come over and give students massages. I don't think Berkeley High will be doing that anytime soon, but like, but kind of like having maybe like a garden around where people can walk around, or maybe for even like a little baking station.
What I do for self-care is drink water and take deep breaths.
I play soccer for self-care.
For self-care, I go hiking and do biking.
I listen to music to de-stress.
The way I practice self-care is by taking a bath or shower, doing a face mask, and baking, and taking a 10-minute nap. This usually helps me to relax and move my focus away from the stress and to recharge after a long day.
The way I practice self-care is hanging out with my cat and drinking water. Drinking water helps me stay hydrated and healthy throughout the day.
How I practice self-care is by playing video games. This helps me to relax.
In sum, self-care has a lot of benefits for you. It helps to relieve stress and overall improve your mood. Self-care also aids in personal care by focusing on what you like and what helps you to relax and have fun.
In my opinion, self-care is not only for stress, but your personal well-being. Self-care can just help you to have fun in your day and do something you enjoy.
We'd like to thank Leo for contributing to our podcast. He's an intern at the Health Center in room H105. We'd also like to thank Ko, Asu, Nia, and Maya for telling us about what they do for self-care. Thanks for listening. Until next time, this was Naya,
Tristan,
and Elodie.